Hello and welcome to this WAP Doesn't Lie podcast, a show about whether or not you think Joe Biden stole the election from President Trump. Now here is your host, Felix Andreoni.
Wow!
Wow, is that fantastic?
Thank you. Isn't that fantastic? How is everybody doing tonight?
Merry Christmas.
And that's my co-host, Anne. It's a Merry Christmas, everybody. Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to wait a couple of minutes before we get into this. But right now, we're live on Facebook. We're live on Podbean. That's Podbean. You guys can go and download it and friend me. And you know what tonight's show's about. It's about Joe Biden winning the presidency, or did he rob it?
Or has he not yet quite won?
Exactly. And I have a special treat tonight. Very special treat. I have the president himself, Mr. President Donald Trump, and he wants to wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
You're going to be saying Merry Christmas again. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year. Happy Holidays.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. Don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I don't need to hang my stocking there upon the fireplace. Santa Claus will make me happy with a toy on Christmas Day. I just want you for my own,
President Trump,
more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you.
That was the great President Donald Trump.
How merry.
Isn't that a wonderful song? Now, listen, just to be fair to the audience, I just had President Trump on, and he sang a beautiful Christmas song. So Joe Biden wants to send a message to everyone. Listen to this message. It's fantastic.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand, and it get hot. I got hairy legs. That turn blonde.
What a nut.
And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again.
Who talks like that?
So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap.
What'd you do?
I love kids jumping on my lap.
Say it again.
I love kids jumping on my lap.
What do you like, Joe?
And I love kids jumping on my lap.
What a disgusting pig. Who, listen, I've been watching presidents for I don't know how many years now. What kind of a pig talks like that? Please tell me, what kind of a, do you know any president that ever talked like that? I want kids rubbing my hairy legs. I love kids sitting on my lap. Is this man perverted or what? What the hell is wrong with this guy? Now, you know what really gets my goat? I'm going to tell everybody out there something. This man, Joe Biden, is an old school racist man. And I'm going to read you just 8 racist remarks this man said out of his own mouth. And listen to me. I don't care what context this man said this in. I mean, in 1974, Joe Biden praised the most racist governor ever, Mr. George Wallace, another racist pig. He said, unless we do something about this, my children are going to grow up in a racial jungle, being a racist racial jungle. Who talks like that? For black people and minorities to support this man, there's something wrong in your head. I don't care what you say. Show me a tape, any tape of Donald Trump saying remarks like this. Show me, because you can't. Let me tell you something. This man said, if my opponent wins, they're going to put you all back in chains. Unless we do something about this, my children are going to grow up in a racial jungle. Praising Wallace. If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, you ain't black. And I want to hear from a black person, a person out there or a minority that supports this man. I want to know why. Oh, you know what? You could tell me that you just hate Trump and you don't have, you don't care about your self-respect, because I'm not even black and I'm pissed off. Listen, poor kids are just as bright or just as talented as white kids. And can you tell me what that means? What does that mean?
I guess he doesn't see any difference in, I don't know, someone's mental capacity. I'm not really sure.
You cannot tell me what this means. You can't go to 7-Eleven or Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. I'm not joking. Those were his exact, these are quotes.
That's unfortunate.
I do not buy the concept popular in the 60s, which he said, we have suppressed the black man for 300 years. He doesn't buy that. So in other words, to him, I don't know what's going on in his mind. Maybe he thinks the black people deserved it, because this is the way I look at it. And listen, this is the best one. We Delawareans, because he's from Delaware, we're on the south side. We were on the south side in the Civil War. This is a quote from this pig. And I expect it anyhow, because he was personal friends with Robert Byrd. And everyone knows who Robert Byrd was. He was a Ku Klux Klan member. And he was the Ku Klux Klan organizer. So I wouldn't know why any person of color or minority or whatever, whether you're brown, black, yellow, why on earth would you have no self-respect and support this racist pig? And listen, I don't even want to talk about Kamala Harris. I don't even want to go there with this woman, because talk about no self-respect. Everybody watched the TV where Kamala Harris tore up Joe Biden because he was against segregated busing. He didn't want that because he didn't want his kids growing up in a racial jungle. And here's Kamala Harris now accepting the vice presidency with this racist pig. You know what that tells me? That tells me that this woman has no self-respect whatsoever. None at all. None. Maybe here's a woman who was in her early 20s that went with Willie Brown, who was in his 60s. She must have 3-inch calluses on her knees. She, I'm sorry, but she has to. She has to. What do you think about that? Now that I said what I had to say, because, you know, just upsets me that black people would even support this racist pig after what I just read to you. These are all documented out of this pig's mouth. Now, getting back to the election. When I heard over a year ago that there was going to be over 100 million write-in votes, what did I say? I said, what did I say, Ann? Trump's going to lose the election. When you have truck drivers delivering a truckload of ballots from New York City to Pennsylvania and nobody does anything about it, when people are there to observe the election, which has been happening for years, and you throw them out the room, and then in the middle of the night, you call out everyone that's counting ballots, say, go home, 12 o'clock, go home. And then all of a sudden, these people show up out of nowhere. I remember that Trump was winning by huge amount. He was winning bigly, very bigly. And all of a sudden, I woke up in the morning and he was losing by millions.
Well, hence the reason for today's podcast. It was reported in the Washington Post last week that 75% of Trump supporters have doubts about the results of this election. I mean, that's a huge obstacle for Biden to overcome. There's a lot of work to be done. So hence the reason for today's podcast is to really test that number and see with your callers just what side of the tally falls down.
I hope people call in. The number's 203-321-3078. And one other racist remark this man said about President Obama. He said, I mean, you got the first mainstream African-American who is articulate and bright and clean. So you know what that tells me? He's saying that all the other black people are not clean and they're stupid.
Let's take our first caller.
All right, guys, call in and let me know what you think about the election. Call in at 203-321-3078 or at Podbean. You can dial in through the app. And I had some moron text me today. His name is Eric DeWolf. Complete moron. And he is a teacher, he said. Whoa, I'm a teacher for 25 years. He taught government. Oh, my God. And he said he has a degree in political science. And he said to me, you know what, Felix, when I call in, I'm going to hit you with facts, because he was sticking up for this racist pig. And every time I brought up the race part, just like all the other people I know that supported Biden, they have nothing to say about that. I find it really strange. I mean, don't you have a backbone? What happened to your heritage? That just went out the damn window? It really bothers me. I don't get it. I really don't get it. Why people would entertain somebody who's a racist pig. I just don't understand that. And especially when he was talking about that clip I played you about his hairy legs, he was in a crowd, Ann, of little children. And you know what amazes me? It shows what a racist man he is. He was saying that he knows something about cockroaches and stuff. Is he referring? I can't believe it. Is he referring to poor minorities that they have cockroaches? Let's listen to it again. Listen.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs. That turned blonde in the sun.
Listen about cockroaches.
She used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down. So it was trained and then watch the hair come back up again. Oh, and look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. I love kids jumping on my lap.
What do you got,
and
Joe?
I love kids jumping
on
my lap.
Yeah, I bet you do, you pig. Now, Ann, tell me, what does that mean? I learned about roaches. What does that have to do with?
I'm honored to be your assistant.
What does that have to do with hairy legs?
I have no idea. I can't explain it.
What do you think? Why this man was talking that way?
It makes no sense in the context of making his hair stand up in the pool water. I don't really know.
Well, and then he made up some ridiculous story about some man named Corn Pop, that he was the baddest dude around, and I guess Big Bad Joe straightened him out. Maybe Corn Pop rubbed his hairy legs. You ever think that's possible? You know?
I suppose.
It could be. It could be. Lord help us if this man gets in the White House. Lord help us. Because I personally believe he won't make it the 4 years anyhow. And then we'll have old knee pad Kamala Harris. She doesn't have to get on her knees anymore.
Unless something happens on January 6th. Do you know what happens on January 6th?
No, what happens?
On January 6th, the Senate and the House meet. And they meet to formally tally the state's electoral college votes.
So what does that mean?
So The state's results can only be contested if a lawmaker from both the House and the Senate submit a formal challenge to the results, which will force two chambers to split up, and they have 2 hours to debate the state's results.
But I heard if that does happen, doesn't the House and the Senate have to vote on whether to overturn the voting system?
Yes, they have 2 hours to debate it. And Forbes plainly states that there are Republican House lawmakers who have announced their intention to challenge, and several senators have suggested they might do so also.
So
the two chambers of Congress each vote on the challenge state's results, which will almost assuredly affirm Biden's victory because the House has a Democratic majority. Right. So that's going to help with that. Yeah.
So what has to actually happen for the vote to be overturned then?
If the Senate, which is Republican, votes to overturn the state's results and the House upholds them, then federal law stipulates that the slate of electors that have been certified by the executive of the state under the seal thereof will count, which is in every contested state would be certified results showing Biden's win. He does have a large enough margin of victory in the Electoral College that lawmakers would have to overturn many states' results to have any hope of overturning the results of the election and reelecting Trump.
So what's the odds of that happening?
The odds are slow, but the whole idea of interrupting and the process and not letting run smoothly will put in the Americans' minds that maybe this election wasn't real. Maybe the results are not valid. And that 3/4 of Trump supporters, in their mind, they will never accept the results of the election.
Yeah. Well, the odds of that happening, because obviously the House will never vote in favor for Trump on anything, because
right.
they already have proven that no matter what's going to happen. You know, what's the sad thing? What really disturbs me is when you had Joe Biden, president-elect, when he came up on the stage. I think it was the first night, the first time he ever spoke, or the second time. And here he is. First, he comes out with a criticizing Donald Trump, which he always does, and he'll never stop doing that. And he had the nerve to call for unity so everybody comes together and, you know, and show support, I'm assuming, for him and the government or whatever. And this man did nothing from day one, even before Trump, even when Trump announced when he was on the escalator that he was going to run for president, trash him. And Obama, I've never heard a former president trash a sitting president like he did. He's a disgrace. A disgrace. I never heard that before. Unbelievable. You know, when Obama was president for like 8 years, you could look at the history of my Facebook. I never trashed the man out of respect. I never did. But now the way they treated Donald Trump from the beginning, and obviously they spied on his campaign and got a Pfizer warrant out illegally. And when people really say the deep state, I truly believe it, that there's a deep state involved in everything against Donald Trump from day one. And, you know, look at them just trying to get him out of office. I mean, what do you think about that? All the time, money on a fake assumption that he was in with the Russians. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. What do you think about that?
Well, now, if in fact Biden becomes president, do you not believe Trump will play those same antics against Biden the 4 years he's in office? That's the game of politics, is it not? Meaning more than competitive.
Well, I'm hoping they do the same thing to Biden that Trump had done to him.
And I would
impeach him, bring up everything. I just read today, and again, this is what I read, that Giuliani handed over all the information that he had on the laptop to some news media source. And they're going to, I think it's the Washington Post. I could be wrong. I read it online, saying that they were going to release all the evidence that Joe Biden knew about his son's dealing with in the Ukraine and all the money he was making and everything else. Mm-hmm. I mean, for Joe Biden to ignore that is just,
it's legal. He can ignore it.
Well, of course, he's going to say I had nothing to do with it. But what does he say if it's true and the emails do come out and he was implemented?
Most likely be impeached and still be president. We've just been through that.
They would get this pig completely out of office because he's a disgusting, racist pig. And again, I'm putting this out there. I want to hear from some callers that are minorities that support this man. I want to know why you support this racist pig. And just don't come on and call me and tell me because I hate Trump, because then you're going to look stupid. Okay? I mean, I'm just looking at some of the stuff this man did. He chaired in the 1991 Clarence Thomas hearing and gave a short shift to the sexual harassment allegations raised by Anita Hill. He also backed the crime bill that many blamed for helping fuel the explosion in the prison population of black men. It's because of him. And now a lot of these men were charged with minimal drug charges, and he slammed them and put them away for years and years in prison. And Kamala Harris mentioned that to Joe, besides the segregation that Joe was against, busing segregation because he didn't want a racial jungle with his children. She mentioned about this prison bill that he put together that he spearheaded, and now she's with him.
Oh, of course.
Well, why? Why? She's a black woman. Why is she with him? Her knee pads ran out? Maybe her knee pads wore out. I could see. And I could see maybe she's not going to kneel down to Joe. Maybe Joe can't do anything. I don't know. The number is 203-321-3078. What happened to this professor that was texting me today on Facebook, this 25-year Eric DeWolf? Where are you? Come on. Look, it's 7:22. You said you were going to call in with your facts. I got facts for you. What facts are you going to tell me? What? Joe Biden's a racist? What? You watch some of the YouTube videos?
Well, we're waiting for a call. The last time the vote was challenged was in 2005.
By whom?
A lawmakers. And in the end, no one was courageous enough to overturn the votes.
Who was the president then?
It was going to be Ford, I do believe. I have to find that on my thing again.
And what was it? What were they saying? The votes were not...
They were saying the votes for Ohio, which is, had a lot of electoral votes, that those votes were not valid because of improprieties in a lot of ways. Now, in this year's election, I'll just take, for example, Nevada.
Uh-huh.
As an easy state that whose election results they could easily challenge because 2,468 votes were done by voters who changed their address to another state or country. 42,282 voters voted twice. This is just the state of Nevada. And about 20,000 voters who voted in Nevada, they voted without a Nevada mailing address.
Now, are you talking about the prior president or this one?
No, I'm talking about this election. And I'm giving an example of just one state where the state results should certainly be challenged or reconsidered by the part of the House and the Senate.
So why hasn't the court system done anything about it?
I think that the Trump administration took the wrong approach, and they tried to address improprieties in too many states at once. They should have focused on the one state that, if it had overturned, electoral votes would have gone.
You're talking about Nevada.
You bet. Well, that's one example.
So how many people voted illegally?
This is from 8 News Now in Nevada, the state of Nevada, and it was reported by Jesse Benally. 2,468 votes by voters who changed their address to another state or another country. 42,284 voters voted twice.
Wow.
And about 20,000 voters who voted in Nevada had no proof that they lived in Nevada. So if I was on the legislature, either on the House or the Senate side, I wouldn't be so confident in that the Nevada election results are solid. And I would make the House and Senate debate it for 2 hours and maybe vote that Nevada's state results are not, you know.
So how many votes did Trump lose by in Nevada?
I could find that for you easily enough.
Because I'm just curious, what was the total amount of illegal votes in Nevada?
We're at about 66,000.
That's a lot.
All right. It's just one example. But I think the problem that the Trump administration had is they went after too many states. They should have focused on one.
And then and once they gained one or two states, then the rest would have followed.
That's right.
I think you're right about that. Giuliani carried it too far.
He did. He was too splintered. You know, they should have not divided the House. In Nevada, in this election,
yes,
Joe Biden on paper right now received 703,000 votes.
All right.
And Donald Trump received 670,000 votes.
So add that on there. And
so that's a difference of 33,000, where in fact, how many?
Did I say 60 some odd thousand
are.
So he would have won.
He may have won. It's to me, if I was legislator, I would have challenged those state results and had a debate about it and maybe not accepted them.
What a bunch of crooked bastards.
Well, that's just one example, you know, of impropriety. And state after state in this election had weird things wrong. Hard to say. So I'm not sure why Trump has splintered things out and so many different states are doing what they need to do.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I think there was I forgot what other two states there were about the voting also. I don't remember.
Well, certainly Georgia. And that's another critical vote that's happening January 5th. The two Senate seats are being heavily contested. And hopefully, or not hopefully, depending on your point of view, those Senate seats may turn the Senate Democrat or keep it Republican.
Listen, guys, call in 203-321-3078. I'd like to get your opinion on if you're willing to say who you voted for, we're not going to know who you are. So, and I want to know why you voted for that person. And don't worry, we're not going to knock you down, okay? We just want to know what people are thinking about. And I'm still waiting for this nutty professor, Eric DeWolf. You know, you shouldn't call people out and then you don't call in.
Well, while we're talking about statistics, another interesting point of reference in terms of voters is, according to the Washington Post in 2020, 66.2% of the eligible population voted. Now, that doesn't mean they might have voted twice or they were dead or whatever.
Yes.
But that number is incredibly high and higher than it's been even since 1908 but in 1908 women couldn't vote. So you can't really be apples to apples.
Well, you know, that you said that, it's hard to believe that Joe Biden, who ran for president on two other occasions, lost terribly. Partially because of his racial comments that he apologized for, which I don't give a damn because he's a racist pig. The thing is, do people out there, and I'd love to hear someone call in, do you really think that this man, a two-time loser, 50-year politician, hurt the United States with his racial comments, praising Governor Wallace, friends with the Ku Klux Klan. I mean, do you really think he got more votes than President Obama? Who President Obama spoke? I haven't heard a president speak that well since Ronald Reagan, President Obama. I remember watching TV and he was just got into politics and he stood up in the Capitol, and he was talking, and I turned to a friend of mine and said, this man's going to be president. He's going to be the first black president. Because that's just the way he was. He had a way about him, the way he spoke. He attracted people like Ronald Reagan. Well, now, he was no Ronald Reagan.
He was made famous by his speech at the Democratic Convention.
Yes.
The election before his, and because he was so eloquent.
Yeah.
And that really, the surge in popularity from that speech.
And for me to even think that Joe Biden got more votes than him, which he hardly campaigned, was a crock of crap. Like I said before, a year ago, when I heard there was going to be 100 million mail-in ballots, I could only imagine how many people voted that should not even have voted. Dead people, illegal aliens.
People voting twice was a big
one. And you know what? This moron, this Eric DeWolf, I hate to keep on bringing him up, but one of his other moronic friends, when I was posting all these racist comments that Joe Biden said that are fact, he said, well, President Trump's a racist. And I asked him, how so? He said, well, all Mexicans are rapists and murderers. And I had a YouTube video, and that's not what President Trump said. He said, if you have open borders, Mexico will allow rapists and murderers to come into the country, which Mexico has been doing for years. Mm-hmm. You know what? They don't want them in their own country. So let them come through this country. I wouldn't even be surprised if they're helping them come over the border. I spoke to a couple of friends of mine that are Mexican, and they laughed when they heard a new wall was going up. And I asked him, I said, why? What's so funny? He said, it's not about the wall. He says, we pay some pesos to a pilot, and he flies over the border and into a field, and they get out. He says, and they know areas, because all the areas on the border between the United States and Mexico cannot be monitored. It's impossible. You have how many miles of border is there? I would love to know that. How many? Thousands, right?
I would imagine.
It would have to be. So they fly over, most of them, and they laugh about climbing over some wall. But Trump never said all Mexican people are murderers, drug dealers, and thieves. And everyone knows that's not the case, you know? But you cannot dispute all this garbage Joe Biden's been spewing out of his stupid mouth all these years. Again, he's an old school racist. There's no getting around it. When you're holding the hand of Robert Byrd, a member of the Ku Klux Klan, you're praising Governor Wallace for what he's done. And right after you praise him, you say you don't want your children growing up in a racial jungle. You're a disgusting human being, plain and simple. You have no right to be in the White House. I don't care what anybody says, you know, but I want to hear from someone out there. What's your opinion? 203-321-3078.
What state do you think had the highest voter turnout?
I would imagine it's going to be California.
California was at 70%.
And I would say second, in my opinion, again, Texas.
Believe it or not, Minnesota.
Wow.
More than 80% of the eligible voters there voted.
And who did they vote for?
Who did they vote for? Texas came in, they broke their 1992 record. And that was despite the fact that they very strictly restricted access to mail-in votes. So Texas tried to control things a little bit in terms of Republican, influence, but they were the best. Colorado was also high. They had almost 80% turnout of eligible voters. Washington State, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Colorado had the biggest turnout. Now, I don't know if that was related to weather.
Yeah.
Or it was related to campaigning, hard to say. What state do you think had the lowest, I guess you could say, less than 50% turnout of eligible voters?
I would say one of the, was it Maine?
No, actually, Maine is pretty strong. Oklahoma, less than 50% of the eligible voters voted.
I wonder why.
Well, and you know, geographically, Oklahoma is right above Texas. So isn't that strange?
It's kind that of is odd.
Yeah. Yep. There's a theory going around that the reason that Nevada, quote unquote, went to Trump is because, you know, as a result of this COVID, there's been a mass exodus out of California.
Yes.
And many residents are now taking up residence in Nevada, which is why they were allowed to vote, despite the fact that they did not have a Nevada mailing address.
Uh-huh.
And that has strong influence on the election. So it's something to lesson learned for another possible presidential race is you have to pay attention to migration patterns the year of the election, because it really does matter.
Yes.
You know, not that it mattered for New York, but as there's a mass exodus of New York also, certainly to Connecticut and New Jersey.
Yes.
But we're all, those states are all blue anyway, so it doesn't really have the same impact. But Illinois, also mass migration as a result of COVID. And where do you think people from Illinois moved to, most of them?
Where?
Florida and North Carolina. So that may influence those states.
Yep.
and make them bluer than they normally would be.
Well, listen, guys, I'd like to hear from you and what's your opinion. Call in 203-321-3078 and tell me what you think. We got a call. Hello, you're on the air live.
Hey, it's Anthony Russo, Felix. How you doing?
Good. What's happening? Merry Christmas.
Brother, how you doing?
All right. So what's your opinion on all this?
Oh, my opinion on this? Don't get me started. No. This thing is like, in 1 minute you hear, you know, one thing from one news channel that, you know, Biden's going to win, and then you hear stuff from, like, Donald Trump's people that, you know, they're trying to get everything recounted, done all over again. Then we heard about the car thing, the car bombing in Tennessee today, which is a little weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't know if we're going to be in trouble or what.
Well, you know, again, it amazes me how Joe Biden won this election. I mean, there's no way this man won this election legitimately. There's just no way. There's a lot of evidence out there. I mean, when you got a tractor trailer, it might be seem minimal that some guy drove a tractor trailer from New York City to Pennsylvania. But if that happened, then something else happened. It's just a big snowball effect. And like I said, I have a lot of black friends and minorities. And
me too.
I cannot get one of them to call in tonight and tell me why they support this racist pig. I mean, just what if you heard what I just read, it boils my blood what this man says about minorities and black people. But yet
Joe Biden.
Oh, unbelievable.
Unbelievable. I read he's always been like that racist type of people, and then a lot of my black friends in the black community, they're even, what's wrong with Biden and this Antifa thing? We're not all about Black Lives Matter. It's like they're all lives matter, you know, like at the end of the day, it's more the working class, the poor people they're trying to get rid of.
Yep.
And like the billionaires became trillionaires over this whole pandemic.
So do you think then it's not really Biden versus Trump? It's loyalty to the Democratic Party and all of that might represent. Do you think that's the overriding factor as to the vote for Biden?
I mean, honestly, like I was a Democrat for a very long time. up until just recently. And I personally, like, the way I look at it, the left wing and the right wing are part of the same bird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And at the end of the day, like, it's like, who's going to basically be a puppet or be a fighter or put a stop against all this, or, you know,
yep.
Like, for my eyes, you know, like, I voted for Obama, and look at all the stuff that came out about him.
Exactly.
Look at that came out about him.
It's funny that you say you were a longtime Democrat, because I remember, and I'm giving my age away now, I remember mm-hmm. campaigning as a kid, 9 years old, for President Kennedy. Mm-hmm. I was going around passing bumper stickers, and I voted Democrat all the time. But when Trump was running against Hillary, I just could not vote for Hillary. I could not, you know?
I couldn't either, because I just knew something wasn't right about her. But then back in 2016, I guess I had an awakening of, like, what was coming down the road. I just had a gut feeling that Trump's going to get in office. People are going to, like, hate him. People are going to like him. But then this country's going to be into something that we're not ready yet for. And that's, like, what we're going through now.
Exactly. And,
you know, I always listen to my gut. As my mother would say, listen to your gut feeling.
Yep. And,
you know, but I do come from a family of Republicans and conservatives, but they're always like, why were you Democrat? Why were you Democrat? But I don't know, the last election with Hillary, I was just like, she wasn't just, I don't know, there's something off of her, and then all this other stuff came out on her and Mr. Clinton himself. And my grandfather very, very educated us a lot. And before it came, and now it's here, you know, it's like, we thought he was crazy, but he wasn't, you know.
Yeah.
What is your feeling? I kind of think, you know, I'm getting older too, that I don't think there's such thing as a clean politician. I think that part of the game is you have to be dirty, and it's just, you know, you pick your folly. I don't know. And so, to your point about, you know, something doesn't feel right, to me, it's more like, who feels more right than the other? But there are no virgins, there are no clean, there are no, you know, unscrupulous, you know, leaders that are our choices. I'm wondering what you think about that.
Well, like, I mean, like, I don't know. Like, I personally, like I said before, like, had I been around and I was a Democrat, I seen what Republicans too were all about. And a couple other people that were older, you know, the kind of, like, you know, you got the bird, the eagle, you got the left wing, you got the right wing.
Yep.
It's all part of the same bird. There's somebody behind them controlling them to do what they're doing. And like that. And then, like I said, when I heard Trump was taking office, I was just like, oh no, I don't know if this is a good thing or if it's going to be a bad thing, but I just had a feeling all these, like, in the last 4 years, all this stuff started happening. But I know, too, on top of it, the Democrats were trying to make him look bad as well, you know.
That's right. But
there's something on Trump that I don't agree with either, you know, like with the vaccine situation. There's no, you know, like, proof evidence of it working. A lot of doctors feel it. They need some time to, like, figure this out before they start giving it out.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. And also, we don't even know about children, how this vaccine's going to affect them.
Yeah, that's the other thing too. Like, my doctor even personally said, he have over 8,000 doses of this, 4,000, whatever, you know, both the companies. But he's like, I'm not giving it out yet, because I, you know, he's Indonesian.
Yeah,
like, you've seen what happened to my country and how many people died and lost lives. And, you know, like, I'm not just going to give this to anybody where, you know, he's going to be reliable of their death, you know?
Yeah, yes.
And then on top of it, too, like, the CDC numbers, one station will say, oh, 300 million people died in America, and like I saw an actual CDC report that said like 99.69% survival rate. Yeah, the disease is real, but it attacks certain people that have immune problems, or if you're like allergic to, say you're allergic to the flu shot. Like my
That's right.
said, you shouldn't be getting this vaccine, or if you're allergic to certain vaccine, you shouldn't be getting it. Your body can build immunity to it and fight it off. Me and my kid's mother and my kid, we caught it back in April, and we were able to fight it off within less than 2 weeks.
Oh, well, that's great. What kind of symptoms did you have?
I had like, well, this is the thing. When I was in prison, I had, they gave me shots and vaccines that I refused, but they're like, oh, if you refuse, we're going to take you to Stag, lose your good time.
Yeah.
So I caught shot in 2007 to 2016. I never got so sick in my life. I ended up having a high grade fever, sick for 2 weeks, throwing up.
Wow.
At all the signs. I ended up in the hospital twice with pneumonia. And then this last time, I was told to do like an old remedy of vitamins and other stuff to fight it off. I pulled it off. But it is.
Yeah,
I have other medical issues as well to make sure, you know, I don't catch it just in case.
Yes. So do you have the antibodies in your system then? Were you tested?
Yeah, I got tested for it, and they said I have the antibodies to fight it off.
Well, that's good.
Which also, the doctor said, too, if you have that, that's like a better chance of you not getting the vaccine. But now if they cause, oh, everybody's got to get the vaccine done. And like, what are other people going to do, you know?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. On January 20th, let's say that Biden is sworn in. Is he your president?
Mm-hmm. No.
Yep, mine either. I just can't go with that. I can't. I mean, like I said, he's an old school racist. I mean, who talks about little children rubbing the hairs on your legs? Come on.
Yeah, I know. And the way he, like, when I first saw him speak, like, and him give out a, what do you call it? The debate, like, I was like, they're picking this guy that can't even remember. He's like, Joe, what was I saying again? Do you remember what I said? Like, kind of thing. Like,
yep.
You know, and then I read something too, like, the first day he gets sworn in, he's going to write over a 100 legislations. Like, you're gonna have to sit down and read all these legislations and bills and all this stuff before you even he's got signs of dementia.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, he does. And it really cracks me up when people start talking bad about Trump, and there's really no comparison to this pig Joe Biden. I hate to say it, but it's the truth. The man's disgusting. And the way he was groping women. And I watched I watched him on The View. And they put him on the spot. They said, are you going to apologize to all the women? And he really never did. It took like 15, 20 minutes of the show. And then he finally says, okay, yeah, man. You know, I'm sorry if you're offended. I mean, you're a disgusting man. Unbelievable.
Oh yeah, I know him and his son. There was stuff about his son too. Like, I've read.
Well,
he's doing emails, bad business deals in China. Yeah, you know, them getting funded money from China.
Well, you know, team.
And then they were trying to blame Trump doing it, and then it was actually him.
Of course.
And then this is the other thing that cracks me up. It's like every other news work, whatever Biden does, oh, he's doing this, the good, that good, and it's actually Trump doing it, and then he's actually going against the grain, you know?
Yes.
And, like, that's been, like, pissing a lot of Americans off right now, and people are starting to wake up and realize, like, this guy is not for the job.
Well, you know what? Like, what I hope happens is, because Joe Biden's been swearing up and down that he had nothing to do with his son's dealings in Ukraine, he had no knowledge. I cannot wait till all those emails come out, especially when the son was referring to his father as the big guy. You know, the big guy needs a cut. He needs 10%. What is this perverted pig of a old man going to say when that happens? I want to hear what his excuse is going to be. He's going to probably he's going to blame some black guy. That's what he's going to do.
And then, like, I saw another clip of Biden too. He's like, "Oh yeah, if I can't do the job, I'm going to get some disease and have whatever her name is, Kamala Harris take over."
Yeah.
And my position.
And believe me, she will take
that's
over.
That's a disaster. Yeah, and that disaster.
she knows.
A disaster waiting to happen. Well,
of course. She knows how to take over, believe me. You know? Mm-hmm. She ran out of knee pads. That's how she got this far. It's a damn joke. What a joke that woman is. Another black woman who has no self-respect for herself. You know, today it was funny.
Oh, yeah.
I was talking to another friend of mine, a black guy, and I read him all these racist comments, 8 or 9 racist comments, and I said, "What do you think about that? And you support this man." He said, "Well, Trump, I just don't like the way he talks." Really? Really?
Yeah. You know, I know, I had a couple of people, friends of mine that were like Biden supporters. I'm like, "You know, you're supporting like a racist, basically Ku Klux racist."
So, yeah.
No. Pulled out like videos of him talking down upon black people and like how, racist he really is and how he's more about just the white.
Unbelievable.
And it's like, you know, and like even the Democratic vote, into like a lot of stuff too, and I read upon this in a book, like the Democratic playbook. There's whole thing is divide, conquer, and segregate, and take away from,
of course,
you know, as much as they came from the poor, give all back to the rich. And people used to have it like, "Oh, the Democrats are not like that. The Democrats are for, you know, the working people."
Yep.
No, well, they're not. You know,
no, that's why they've been preaching that for years, and we're still poor. All the Democrats, they're still poor. They haven't helped nobody. You know what cracks me up too, especially when Joe said every people from Delaware during the Civil War, they fought on the South side. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. And this man's going to change, build back better. What are you going to build back better? Are you going to have 2 kids in the pool rubbing your legs this time? Rubbing your hairy legs, you pig? What a disgusting man. Well, listen, I'm glad you're better. I'm glad you beat the COVID. Praise God. Glad you beat
definitely.
It, man. Well, listen, it was good.
Beating other demons in my life, but...
Well,
my eyes are open.
Yep. Now that you beat the COVID, now you could work on your other things that's happening in your life. And listen, be safe. Tell everybody there. I said Merry Christmas.
All right. Says Merry Christmas, Mom.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
All right. You got to tune in. Listen, you got to tune in next Friday's New Year's Day. And you don't have any kids in the house, do you?
No, not tonight.
Our podcast is Fuck 2020. That's what it's about. Okay. So I want people to call in and say anything they want. All right.
I'll get a bunch of people to call.
All right, man. All right. Take care.
Some people too some people that I've opened their eyes to what it's all about, and they're my for the job. And I found out one other thing too, the Republican Party was started by the black man, not the white man.
Well, listen, if you Google the Democrats back in the 1920s, they had I don't know how many millions of Ku Klux Klansmen march on the White House, the Capitol. Google it. I don't make this up. They were backing the Ku Klux Klan back in the day, in the 20s.
Yep.
Bunch of crazy people. And they, like I said before, I've been voting Democrat all my life, except now.
Me too.
And I'm still poor. I'm still poor.
Thank you. That's what I was going to say, too. I've been poor all most of my life because of that. Going around with that, letting this one go, but.
Well, maybe.
I'll definitely tune in next week. And,
all right.
I'll give you a personal call, too, to see how you're doing.
So. All right, man. Take care.
All right. Have all a good night. Have a Merry Christmas.
Same to you. Merry Christmas. Well, we got about 6 minutes left. Anybody else want to call in and vent about Biden or Trump? I'm willing to listen. 203-321-3078.
I'm not really good at wouldn't vent about Biden or Trump, but I would vent about the electoral process and the way it's done and how each state has its own set of rules and acceptance of mail-in ballots and mailing address or no mailing address. I really feel there needs to be a national standard
that
everyone follows, so there won't be these improprieties state by state.
In my opinion, I don't think this should ever happen again. I don't care what's out there, what flu, what virus. You have to show up in person and of course, be safe, wear a face mask, stay 6 to 8 feet apart. Mm-hmm. They could have done that easily and ventilated the room out with fans to create a ventilation. Yeah. And even if you had to keep your coat on, if it was cold, it wouldn't matter. Open up all the doors, ventilate the polling booths, and don't ever let this cheating crap go on again.
Yeah, there needs to be a national standard. And you and I have both been moderators. We've seen the inconsistencies and the things people try to get away with. Have a national standard that everyone follows and have the voting be not nearly as suspect as it has been this year.
I remember when I was a moderator in North Street School in Greenwich, Connecticut, and I helped George Bush Sr., his mom, I'll never forget this. I helped her into the voting booth. She had a nurse's aide with her at the time, and I held her by her belt. And that was the old voting booth where the curtains would close.
Yeah, the lever, yeah.
And I didn't look. I didn't peek. Because she turned and looked at me. She goes, "You're not looking at me, are you?" I says, "Well, I hope you're voting for your son." She was laughing. But she didn't want me to look. Maybe she didn't vote for him.
Maybe she didn't.
You never know.
Hard to know.
Maybe Kamala Harris was involved.
I really think we're at that point. There needs to be a national standard that every state adheres to, whether it be a rural situation or a municipal one. And, you know, do you expand it to be more than just one voting day over the weekend, whatever it turns out to be. But I'm hoping that as a result of this, there'll be national debate.
Yeah, exactly.
A new set of standards that
I hope so. And no more mail-in ballots unless you're in the hospital and you're in the military.
Right.
This has to stop. This is total nonsense.
And for those mail-ins, there needs to be a match to signature.
There's no way you can calculate positively millions, over 100 million mail-in ballots.
Right.
There's, and some states were so laxed on their, looking at the ballots. Some of them didn't even look at the ballots from what I read.
Well, it depends on each state has its own rules and some checked signatures, some did not. Some crossed the name off the registrar so you couldn't vote twice.
You
some
know,
did not. It's a travesty.
When you go in Connecticut, you have to show your driver's license.
That's a state ID. It doesn't, and not necessarily
license. Well, with your picture on it.
Right, right.
But some states didn't require that at all.
Require no.
I could vote 10 times in some states.
In New York, you can show a credit card with your name on it, and that counts as identification.
To vote. It was a joke.
So that's really what I'm hoping for, that we never have these conversations again.
Well, and I guess all my minority friends did not want to call in because you're afraid of what I just read you. Because really, you have nothing to say about that. All these racist remarks this pig made. What can you say? Well, maybe Felix, he didn't mean it. Yeah. Well, listen, Joe has a final say.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs.
Yes, you
that
do.
That turn. Blonde in the sun.
What a pig.
The kid used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again and look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap.
Yeah, and what do you like?
And I love kids jumping on my lap.
What do you love, Joe?
I love kids jumping on my lap.
You love what?
And I love kids jumping on my lap.
You pig. It amazes me. I can't believe a man even spoke like that. Besides all these racist comments, why would you talk about children rubbing the hair on your legs?
Maybe perhaps dementia starts earlier than we think.
I don't think it's dementia. It's called pedophilia. And he's a pervert.
Even worse.
I don't know what the hell that is. But he's a disgusting person. Listen, guys, it's Christmas. Tune in next Friday. Christmas, New Year's Day. And it's about F-U-C, and you know what the other word is, 2020, because I can't stand 2020.
I'm glad to see it gone.
I'm glad it's out the door. I can't wait till it leaves. Get the hell out of here with the virus. Get the hell out. Everyone out there, be safe, be well. Merry Christmas. I love you all. And here's my favorite exit song. Yay, Taylor Luna met somebody, mamma mia. Salute! Woo-ha! Oh! Oh, mama. All right, guys. Be well, be safe. Tune in Friday, New Year's Day night, 7 p.m. F-2020. Have a good one. See ya.